The cremation of the snowman. There are strange things done in the morning sun by Minnesotans tired of the cold. The Midway trails have their secret tales, some which can't be told. The ballpark lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever will see was that equinox morn when spring was born and NPR burned up the snowman. The snowman came from the deep cold north and brought the frigid with him. The nights got long and the days got dark, and the sun seemed to just crack the rim. The creatures huddled at dryer vents, and mosquitoes suckled Prestone. We longed for the warmth of the golden orb and an end to the weather questions. Us folks of the North are loyal, of course, to the ravings of Radio Public. Loyalists all we listeners call and pledge bucks by the barrel and bucket. In turn, burning permit in hand, and with the help of St. Paul's fire finest, NPR sets a trap for the white ghost that plagued us, the monster of cold and icest. The creature is caught, our relief is apparent, how quickly we want to forget. How long was our winter, how cold and snowy. Get on with the burning, you bet. Get rid of the ice and the potholes and the snow and the salt and the sand. Let radio warmth do its work once again. The snowman must go bring the sun to this wonderful land. There are strange things done in the morning sun by Minnesotans tired of the cold. The Midway trails have their secret tales, some which can't be told. The ballpark lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever will see was that equinox morn when spring was born and NPR burned up the snowman.
Welcome to the third annual Minnesota Public Radio Snowman Burner and the first day of spring. We're broadcasting live from the St. Paul Fire Training Center right next to the Saints Stadium. Behind me is a concrete hulk the fire department uses to train firefighters how to put out fires. And behind me, kind of to my right in fact, is a 9-foot snowman made of chicken wire and newspapers. There's a bleacher full of people in front of me too. Let's hear from them once again. These are people, as you can tell, who are kind of tired of the winter weather. When we were kids, we'd ask my dad, what did you do during the war? And instead of telling us the truth, that he was dropping propaganda leaflets on Soviet soldiers, he told us about an old German tradition, another in a long series of cultural traditions designed to coerce children into being good. These villagers would allegedly tell kids spring could only come if they burned a snowman, and they wouldn't burn the snowman if they didn't behave. In the next half hour, we'll hear more poetry and the music of the Cafe Accordion Orchestra. Later in the show, Minnesota's own Kevin Kling will have a salute to the town of Marshall. We'll hear from poet laureate Vishit Ramchandani. And then, with the help of the St. Paul Fire Department, we'll burn this snowman. We asked listeners to send us poems about the changing of the seasons, and we started the show with The Cremation by Tom Kalbrenner of New Brighton, a poem he offered with apologies to Robert W. Service. And next, we're going to hear from Eric Knutson, a poem called Spring Bugs.
I wrote this poem for my daughter Jovi when she was 4 years old. The dragonflies alight to dandelion hugs of yellow-green delight and kiss the ladybugs. The ladybugs take wing with polka dot replies above the beds of spring and tease the dragonflies.
What did she think of the poem?
She liked it. She's 11 years old now, and if she's listening, hello, Jovi.
Thanks a lot. That was Eric Knutson. Now I'd like to welcome Saranjan Roy Chowdhury. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your poem called?
My poem's called The Passing of Winter, an equivocal elegy. Spring cleaning, that ritual that plays itself out every year with great ceremony in my mind, has awakened early from hibernation and is demanding to be fed a banquet of dusting and sweeping and mopping and vacuuming and airing. Winter is less tiresome, asking only occasional solidarity with its gray misery. I did not expect to run into spring this early. I was not prepared to let go of winter till I had defeated it with my sullen enjoyment of the worst it had to offer.
Thank you very much. Saranjan Roy Chowdhury, I'd like to welcome now Patricia Davis Muffet and a poem called Scent of Spring.
Hi. This is Scent of Spring, and I wrote it partially for my friend John Engman, who died this last winter. Scent of Spring. Opening a window means so little, unless it has been a cold winter and long, unless you have felt yourself some mornings thinking, I want flannel sheets and nothing more, no food, no water, no love. Unless it has been a winter in which you stopped even the despair, emptied yourself into meaningless work, lost a friend to an accident of blood vessels, looked down the long blank road at your life. No, opening a window means nothing, unless your sidewalk is a graveyard of snow, a landscape of white and wet. It means nothing unless you are burning your fingers with dried habaneros, one ear tuned to the sound of familiar footsteps falling on your front walk.
Thanks very much. The poetry of Patricia Davis Muffet on the snowman burning. Coming up, a salute to the town of Marshall, one of the towns in Minnesota hardest hit by this lousy winter we've had. We'll meet the mayor, Bob Burns. Believe it or not, not everybody burns a snowman on the first day of spring. We ask people to email us the stuff they do themselves on the day or know about other people doing. So here's Minnesota Public Radio's Brandy Parisi with a couple of responses that we got over the transom.
At least two families in the Twin Cities balance eggs on the equinox. Carol Coette writes, when we were a young family, a mom, a dad, and two young children, we made a point to balance eggs on the kitchen counter come vernal equinox. Our family aged, the kids are gone or leaving soon, and we are wiser. Eggs will balance on the kitchen counter any given day, but favorite traditions aren't known for their logic or practicality. And another Carol, Carol Serene, sent instructions, so we can all balance eggs. Hold a raw egg, big side down, between your two palms. Let the yolk settle, and then let it go slowly. The first time you get the balance right, you feel like a magician. I like to set about a dozen eggs on the counter, on the ledge around the kitchen, and on the mantle, etc. It might be crazy, but ain't it great? Well, yeah, on both counts.
This is the Snowman Burning, the third annual, broadcasting from the Fire Training Center in St. Paul. And it's now 15 minutes past 10 o'clock. Programming on Minnesota Public Radio is supported by Alliance Française of Minneapolis-St. Paul, a nonprofit organization promoting French language and culture for individuals and businesses, located in St. Paul at 644-5769. Having said that, though, now to something a little more Celtic. This is a bad winter. It seemed like every time we turned around, there was a new blizzard coming our way. And no city suffered more than Marshall, which several times closed its roads to keep people out of the weather. So on the first day of spring, we welcome the mayor of Marshall, Bob Burns. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
You have a poem for us. We're going to talk a little bit about the weather and about how Marshall citizens got through it all, but the guy who wrote this poem covers it all for us, so tell us about the poem.
Yes, this poem was written by Mr. Jim Tate. He's the editor of the daily newspaper in Marshall called the Marshall Independent Newspaper, and the title of the poem is, What Color is Green? Okay. The snowman cometh with all the tenacity of a gopher full court press, and leaves his mark on a prairie town hardened by fist fights with a mauling Mother Nature. It is true that FEMA is an acronym for Finding Excellence in Marshall's Attitude. Schwans, snow, Buffalo Ridge, blizzards, Southwest State, sleet, we endure and are heartened by the passing X's on the calendar. A lone patch of grass is a wonderful, unexpected sight, a momentary tease in a monumental memory. Did we fall asleep for a year and miss the summer of 1996? The Metro media spotlight shone brightly for a week as our plight was played out live via remote on the 10 o'clock news. That spotlight, like a warming winter sun, soon faded, our 15 minutes of fame fleeting. We await the meltdown with nervous eyes trained on the Redwood River. Will we see a repeat of 1993? Have you purchased your flood insurance yet? The winter of 97 will be forever etched in our memories, joining 57, 69, and 93 as dates, like Harry said, that will live in Marshall infamy. It's been a trying winter, all right, one that's taken Marshall's best fight. That's why I gladly join in today's plan to burn the symbolic snowman.
And let's have a big hand for all the citizens of Marshall who made it through this winter. That's the mayor of Marshall, Bob Burns.